הצירי לא יחי, הצירי לא יחי, הצירי לא מיד הולכים מיד איסוף. Save me from my brother, איסוף. He's stressing that, save me from my brothers. There's something more problematic by the fact that he's his brother. So I'm trying to point out an interesting thing. That from this age, the Hasdara was really nixar, that the Golus of Klai Yisrael starts from the birth of Yitzchok. That's the Cheshbon that Chazal made. So that's a Yaakov Avinu should have been his whole life in Golus, based on that. Even so, he was in Golus by Lavan for 20 years. And then afterwards, he went back. And then later, they went back to Mitzrayim. So he asked, why was there a break in the Golus? Why did he not go straight the whole time in the Golus of Lavan? He said, because a Golus, like somebody who is closer to you, Lavan was Mishpacha, is much more dangerous than people who have no shaykhs to you. Mitzrayim in some ways is much easier than Lavan. Because Lavan knows you and there's more of a connection. He could have more hashpah on you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that if he'd stay, Yaakov and his family remained full time by Lavan, they wouldn't survive it. That's also why he had a special pacha by Esav, is Miyad Ochi Miyad Esav. That the fact that he's his brother is reason to have more of a pacha, because since Esav has in some way closest to him, knows him better, there's more chance for damage and more chance in both directions, more chance for him, Esav, to know his weaknesses and affect him, and also more chances for him to be affected, but also close to him. He said, on these lines, he said, we were talking about sometimes people's friends, they're the worst thing for them. They convince them that they're doing everything right when they're doing it wrong, v'chula v'chula. So the same idea, that people that are close to them, sometimes you have to be careful, they may be your worst enemies, even though externally it looks like your best friends. He answered me, he said, if that's the case, then the worst enemy of a person is himself. You have to be always careful. Yeah. Are you using yourself to convince yourself that everything you're doing is right? And always look for the endless and try to perfect ourselves, take advantage of all the good things we have to take advantage of. As we know, Yom HaShishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. I'm not sure if it's still the shortest Friday or today's date. One minute later, 60 seconds. Unbelievable how much Eilon Havon can get in 60 seconds. Show Kodesh Baruch Hu that we take advantage of that, and we get a lot of growth in this world and the world to come.